A federal senator's remarks on Indian migrations have reignited debate over the politicalisation of immigration policy in Australia. Senator Jacinta Price claimed the Labor government was allowing in large numbers of Indian migrants because the community votes Labor, a comment that draws criticism from both community leaders and within her own party. While Price says her concerns is more about mass migration, critics argue her comments reflect a dangerous political framing of ethnic communities. I spoke with National Radio News political reporter Noah Saccone for more.
It is definitely the core number, and of course there is a focus from this government to be getting them from particular countries over others. And
isn't it a non-discriminatory policy?
I think Labor like to be able to ensure that they're going to allow those in that would ultimately support their policies, their views, and vote for them as well. So
we just heard Jacinta Price talking about immigration on the ABC's afternoon briefing Wednesday last week. Noah, how damaging are her comments to the relationship between the Liberal Party and multicultural communities, particularly in electorates with large Indian populations?
Well, yeah, it's certainly been a bit of a surprise angle for the Liberal Party to take last week. There's a lot of talk saying that they had kind of achieved a win off the back of the aged care changes, and then for this to happen, it's quite a distraction. So worth noting that these comments came just a few days after the March for Australia across the major capital cities, where we saw particularly violent scenes break out in Melbourne. And part of that was fueled by an anti-immigration policy and partially by neo-Nazi organisations as well. So it was quite a contentious event. So then to hear Jacinta Price speaking against migration and explicitly suggesting that Labor is picking and choosing who is immigrating to Australia to try and gain votes was quite an inflammatory move. And as you mentioned, she said that on Wednesday, and the day before the Home Affairs Minister, Tony Burke, confirmed that permanent migration figures remained at the same level that they have for the past few years at 185,000 a year. And so then to hear that the next day where Jacinta Price is saying this is too much, that it's, you know, it's mass migration, we don't have the infrastructure for it, this idea that we can't cope, essentially, which goes against a lot of what, you know, refugee groups and immigration advocates say when they're talking about, you know, a lot of our skilled workforce is sourced from overseas. So, yes, while she was broadly talking about the government picking and choosing who comes to the country, she did go on to say in the same interview on Afternoon Briefing on the ABC who she thinks is being targeted by this push.
So who do you think they're trying to bring in to make them vote for Labor?
Well, those that are more Labor-leaning, that are likely to be...
But there are right-wing and left-wing people in every community, right? So who specifically are they?
Well, as we've seen, you yourself mentioned that there is a concern with the Indian community, and only because there's been large numbers, and we can see that reflected in the way that the community votes for Labor at the same time. So if they're going to see a reflection that, okay, these individuals are going to vote for us more so than other parts of the community, well, then of course they're going to express a view that we'll get those sorts of individuals into our communities. And we've heard that
they would contest that, right? You would accept that. They would say it's a non-discriminatory policy that has nothing to do with making assumptions about how people will vote.
Well, what are the political, I guess, risks of framing immigration policy around voting behaviour?
Well, it's certainly a strong call, and a lot of Senator Price's Liberal colleagues have been quick to say that it's really not fair to stereotype an entire community, an entire group of Australians, saying that they all vote a specific way, one way or another, no matter who says it. So there's quite a lot of pushback from just that notion to begin with, that all Indian Australians vote for Labor or, anything otherwise. So there's been a quick mopping up, I guess, from, Susan Lee the next morning was on TV trying to say, this is not the position of the party. We'll never repeat these sort of sentiments again. It's not where we sit. And already we've heard a lot of commentary from within the Indian diaspora in Australia that, they're quite horrified that this has been said on a national broadcaster. The Liberal Party has spent the last week essentially in damage control, trying to figure out how to navigate this, and we still haven't heard an explicit apology from Jacinta Price yet.
Yeah, I was just going to mention she did come on Guy News yesterday night saying that she's got a great relationship with the Indian members within her community and added that mass migration is a huge concern. Will we see a formal apology soon?
I'd be surprised. I think if she's not going to willingly give that straight away, she's walked back and clarified some of the points, saying yes, there is a non-discriminatory migration policy, and to assume otherwise is just completely wrong. But to actually outright apologise for saying that, we haven't seen that. And even from pressure from other MPs, we heard from the Prime Minister today saying that she should apologise as well. So there's a long list of people saying she should, but whether or not that actually would be like whether or not being told to apologize is going to encourage anyone to apologize, I don't really know.
NRN's political reporter Noah Sir Combe speaking to The Wire.